Hello, welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast. I am reporter Dustin Hall coming to you on this Friday, August the 7th, in sunny, hot Houston, Texas. I'm here with our senior market editor, once again, John Dietrich. How are you doing, John?
Pretty good. You are right. It is sunny and hot.
That's true. I understand we may get up to, what, about 104, 104 degrees Fahrenheit the next couple of days, something like that. So
it's bad. Be glad you're not here.
Yeah, please. And if you are here, try to flee. but John is here to tell us today about ethylene. We did a preview of how things looked with ethylene last week. As I understand it, since then the contract is settled. There's been some movement in spot pricing. It seems like the direction for both is down. But John, tell us about that.
Last week, I thought that we'd see a decline of somewhere between half a cent to 1 cent a pound, and it was pretty firmly 1 cent a pound down for July contracts, down to 32.75 cents a pound, which is their lowest in about 5 or 6 years. What kind of finally happened as far as the spot market goes is spot ethylene prices have been pretty well lodged between about 33.5 to 36.5 cents per pound from about mid-February until July. And right at the very end of July, they kind of finally started breaking through that barrier on the low side. And so we kind of saw some trades that were done around maybe low 33, maybe high 32 cents a pound level. And then this week, the bottom has just fallen out. The lowest trade I've seen this week was for 29 and 5/8, which was done yesterday. The market's been noticeably quiet today, which is not surprising given how far prices have fallen in the week. But this is the first time that front month spot ethylene prices have been below 30 cents per pound since September of 2010.
Wow, okay, so about 5 years. So what's going on here? I mean, why are the prices down so significantly?
You've had another kind of mini downturn in crude oil,
right?
And you've had it coming from a less precarious position. I mean, when the first major downturn happened, things went from, like $120 a barrel to, $40, $50 a barrel. That's a huge drop. The market is going to apply some brakes on that. The old adage that, the dead cat bounce, no matter how far something falls, it's going to rebound slightly. And so you probably saw a couple of those on the way down. But now, with oil kind of at around the $60 a barrel level, now falling down to about $45, that's not as steep a drop, so the price can get down, pulled down even further. And what that crude oil price is doing to ethylene is, not only is it lowering the cost of, ethane, propane, butane, and technically naphtha, but it's still not popular in the U.S., so that your feedstock costs to produce ethylene are cheaper. Now you've got the threat of crude oil being low enough to really negate or, nullify the U.S. cost advantage on exporting its ethylene derivatives, like polyethylene, PVC, styrene, I think polystyrene. So, in that case, now the U.S. might be looking at not having a lot of demand for, for exports in the third quarter if oil kind of stays where it does. So, it might be domestic demand has to pick up the slack, and there's not quite enough to do that. It's not as though the U.S. economy is just, booming. It's doing well, but it's not robust. And so it might be that we've got, a little less demand than maybe expected. Whereas when crude was about like 60, 65, the U.S. had a pretty comfortable cost advantage, not what it's been used to before, but still pretty attractive. And so there were plenty of exports of like PE and PVC getting moved.
And how big of a factor is supply with ethylene right now? I mean, how does that look?
That's actually probably the biggest factor. Mm-hmm. I think since last year, the U.S. has seen 6 or 7 cracker expansions, and there's another one coming down the pipe with LyondellBasell at Channelview. They kind of had a two-part expansion at the facilities, adding a furnace to each one of their crackers. They added the furnace to the first one, And they're going to add this furnace to the second one at the end of August. So that'll be a 7th or an 8th kind of cracker expansion. And that's a lot of extra capacity. It's not as though we've seen similar debottlenecking or expansion efforts at the downstream plants. So you've just got a lot of extra ethylene that you're trying to run through the derivative units, which means you've just got a lot of extra ethylene. The surprising thing has been the lack of inventory building that has happened. If you take a look right now, according to the latest AFPM stats, the second quarter ended with inventories at about, call it five to six days worth, which seems like it's a fair amount, but I think the industry is a little more comfortable with somewhere between maybe 10 to 14 days worth, especially ahead of, you know, the potential hurricane season that tends to happen in the third quarter. I don't know how heavy the turnaround slate's going to be in the third quarter. Some people have said it's going to be very heavy. Others have said not as much. So that'll play a factor. But it seems like these guys would want to have better inventory levels kind of heading into the meat of the third quarter. And they don't. And, I mean, the easiest way to get that, you would think, would be to just, if you're going to produce ethylene and it's either the market is not very attractive, to just hold on to it. Put it in your tanks and kind of wait for the price to go up. In talking to some people who are in the market, they've said that's not really an option because ethylene margins on a spot basis are still, 25 cents a pound. So I would imagine now that the spot price is below 30, you're probably looking at margins that are going to be closer to 20 cents a pound on a spot basis, but they're still making ethylene for incredibly cheap prices, and there's still money to be made. And of course, these companies are probably all looking for, you know, a lot of profits, a lot of capital, not just for the obvious reasons, but because there's so much construction, coming up. So, you know, why sit on it when you can fill your coffers now and, you know, hopefully kind of delay the impact of all these, or at least minimize the construction of all of these, you know, crackers and new facilities and expansions that you've had. So, yes, the ethylene market is potentially a little on the oversupplied side and a little long, but it's still very healthy. And what it's really going to take probably to push prices back up is another rebound in crude oil up to about, you know, the mid-50s to $60 a barrel level, which will once again make the U.S. the predominantly least expensive exporter of, you know, resins, you know, PE, PVC, polystyrene, all of that.
Mm. And so, I mean, despite the oversupply possibly that you're seeing, I mean, there's still a fair amount of demand. I mean, they're not having any trouble getting rid of this stuff, it sounds like you're saying.
No. I mean, in the sense, like, they're finding buyers, but right now, I mean, the buyers are getting, you know, much better prices than I think these guys would like to see. It's not as though the ethylene sellers are wanting the price to go down because the downstream prices the downstream prices are falling that fast. I think PE and PVC are just kind of starting to come off, but ethylene seems to be coming off a little faster. And so, yes, they're selling it, but they're selling it, I guess, because they don't want to store it. They don't want to put it in storage. They don't want to build inventory. So, and then that one sense, yeah, there's enough demand that they're able to move it.
Mm-hmm.
But just because they can move it doesn't mean that they're kind of moving it how they would like to move it. Like, I mean, right now, I think it's kind of a buyer's market. It's also hard to know how much of this decline in the spot price is, consumers buying the ethylene that they're going to need to run their plants, and traders or other kind of, you know, non-consumers in the market, you know, buying material now and getting very good prices and hoping that in September, October, the early part of November, the market will still be strong enough that eventually the price will go up and they'll have made a profit, you know, buying, you know, 10 million pounds at 29.5 cents a pound. If they can sell it for maybe, you know, 31, 32 in a September, October, November kind of time frame, you know. But I mean, the risk you're running up to, though, is the very end of the year, everybody tries to liquidate their inventories because of taxes.
Right.
So there's not much time for ethylene and other commodities to rebound. You don't have much time to be able to sit on it. And you've still got the threat of, you know, there's plenty of factors pulling down on the spot price.
With ethylene, how much of this trading or non-consumer, as you put it, purchasing goes on typically?
I mean, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
The answer is a lot more than the producers and consumers would like there to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the easy answer. I mean, I think when people use ethylene as a commodity, the way people use oil, you know, it sort of artificially moves the price around.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a fair amount of kind of just like trading and, you know, speculating and hedging that gets done with ethylene. Not nearly to the degree of crude oil, but still a fair amount. And it's really hard. It's kind of hard to pick out their influence on the spot price from just the kind of, you know, producer-consumer aspect of it.
Got it. Okay. So in summary, it sounds like continued downward pressure on prices pending change in crude.
Yeah, pending a change in crude. I wouldn't be surprised to see a bit of a rebound next week just on the dead cat bounce thing. Someone's going to feel like this is a very attractive price to buy. Let's load up. That will potentially lead to a little bit better demand. But fundamentally, we've got a lot more supply than a year ago, but it's not as though we have a lot of extra downstream capacity to absorb it, so we've just got a lot of extra, you know, ethylene floating around. It's cheap to make. Margins are still good. These guys are going to keep running, and it'll probably be the fourth quarter before we kind of really see potentially like a tightening of the market.
All right. Well, John, thank you for being on again.
Always happy to be on the show.
All right, everyone. Again, if you're in the southern United States, stay cool. And until next time, visit ICIS.com for all of the latest updates on olefins, ethylene, propylene, all the other products that we cover. And we will see you on our next podcast episode. Take care. Bye-bye.